The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He drives a sleigh, comes down the shaft, the sack of toys for Matt and Matt. A little round belly with a face that's broad. Never mind, it's just A-Y. It's gift season, what a time to be alive. Gift season for all the girls and for guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 110. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
All that good stuff.
We are joined in studio. We are right after the drinking show. We have our guy Michael Marr in here.
Hello. Hello.
I love Mike, man. I'm fired up. Mike.
We're fired up.
Let's go.
Way to set the table.
And set the tone. We got GMRJ Richmond John.
Hello.
He's been hanging out after the drinking show waiting for his Bit Season ADs. We appreciate you being very patient as we wrapped everything up.
So John's a man. I mean, we asked him maybe last week, early this week, to come on down, but I think he was already expecting it. It's a standing invite he gets every single year to
Were you getting a little worried when you didn't get the DM or text message?
He had already bought all the gifts to bring to us. Everything but the invite.
He had to cross off
JP and then put his cousin's name on his gift.
Yeah, they're re-gifts. Sorry.
Dude, you got me a great gift. I'm fired up.
Sweet.
Yeah. So,
I'm stoked to do it.
You know what everyone likes.
Yeah. Hey, so we are, usually running high after the drinking show. Maybe this year is a little bit different feeling. We'll get into that a little bit. But we're still in a festive mood here, and we're excited to have the two other guys with us today. There's so much to get into. Earlier in the week, Valdez, we had a pretty big fight between myself and EB.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a while that we'll kind of delve into. And it was, you know what I like is that Mars here, and it was like Mars' first fight that he actually saw. So I didn't know. We'll have to get his take, like if he was quivering in his boots when EB was putting his big Skeletor finger in your face.
I remember Drab said it best. He was like, "That's baptism by fire, baby."
It's a silly line, right?
It's true, too. I think your line was, "Welcome to the junkies."
That was his welcome to the NFL moment right there. That's what they say.
Big hit. His big Ray Lewis hit.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the highs and lows of the holiday show, the drinking show. And maybe we'll go take you guys behind the scenes a little bit about things that we had in mind this year and things that we want to do in the future. But first, Valdez, I want to remind everybody what today's show is brought to you by. Every single week, the show is brought to you by our friend, Mike.
Mike at Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Today's episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Matt, supports Bit Season, supports Richmond John, supports Mike Marr.
That's right.
Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code Bit Season for 10% off every order, not just your first order, every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. You can also find it in the Amazon store. We love Mike. We love Don't Sleep. I had two during the show today.
Dude, I'm having my first one right now.
I don't know how that's possible.
I was high on life this morning. You get the electric feel of a big show, Valdez. I didn't need caffeine for that one.
Well, I had two Don't Sleeps and two Coca-Colas.
We were here extra early today.
Oh.
So it's going to be a hard crash this afternoon. I think we are all here pretty much by 5 a.m. Also, outside, it's a different crowd at 5 a.m. than it is at like 5:20 a.m. There were some shenanigans going on.
I was parked at 4:30 this morning out in front of Homewood.
Yeah.
Well, number one, I scared our guy in the morning.
Badara.
I scared him because I usually knock on the door a lot later.
Yeah.
I think I woke him up.
He's probably bitter, yeah.
But the streets are screaming at 4:30.
Yeah, DC hasn't gone to bed yet.
No, the people are still having fun in the night. I will say that. And I was happy to see Desmond putting in long hours on the corner.
I thought about for about 2 milliseconds of lighting him up
for Christmas.
For Christmas. as I drove by him.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? Not this year, Desmond. You weren't that nice to me. And it wasn't going to be an olive branch to him.
Yeah.
And like, you know, hey, let's let bygones be bygones. But
let's shake it off. Let's turn over a new leaf.
I don't really want to get back involved in his life. So
I will say, have you noticed he changed his pitch of late?
No, we don't even make eye contact anymore.
Oh, it's God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, really?
Do you have a dollar?
Well, this is probably a prime season for Desmond and other grifters out there.
Yeah, that's why he's out early.
Do you think
grinding.
He's getting his Christmas tip.
Yeah, his Christmas bonus. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Do you have change for a dollar?
Hey, you know what?
By the way, it's the most genius way to do it because the way he says it. At first, when I first saw Desmond, I thought he said, "Do you have change or a dollar?"
Right.
Or do you have change for a dollar? So I was like, oh, he has change. Like, I just give him all the change. I said, my cup holder, he'll hook me with a dollar. Then I realized, no. He's saying change or a dollar.
Yeah, you should have gave him a dollar and asked for 75 cents back. Yeah,
it's genius.
Now I'm a part of like the morning commuter shift that you guys are on. So are we talking about the homeless guy on the side of South Capitol when you turn
yes.
left?
Yes, yeah. His name's Desmond.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Desmond, that's good to know. I actually gave him vibes last Friday. I came in here incredibly high energy. I pulled up to the light, gave him a wave. He's a big waver. And I was
you're getting sucked in.
I'm talking,
he's got you hook, line,
my,
and sinker.
My car could not have been louder, blasting Hypnotized by Biggie Smalls. He starts dancing next to my car. So, you know, I gave him vibes and
did you give him dollars? He'd rather have dollars instead of vibes.
That was today. Today I actually was in the giving mood.
You're in. He's got you.
He's gonna remember my Mazda.
Oh, he doesn't forget a car.
He knows exactly who you are.
Didn't he like curse you out though?
Yeah.
Is that the whole thing that started?
So Desmond and I used to be cool, probably about a year ago, and then I hadn't given him money. It was the same thing. I was giving him a dollar or two here every few weeks, and then he said something to me. I don't remember exactly, but I hadn't given him money in a while, and he snapped at me. He has bad days. I'm just letting you know right now. He has bad days, and he was having a bad day, and he snapped at me, and I didn't appreciate his tone, and so I cut off our relationship, and it's been but awkward ever since. I basically told him I'm never going to talk to you again.
It's actually weighing more on Drab's mind than on Desmond's mind.
But that's a one-way relationship because Drab's trying to be friendly, and all he wants is some bucks.
Yeah, he didn't. I thought he cared about me. I thought he cared about, like, he would ask me about how my kids were doing and things like that. But
he fell in love.
He just set me up for money.
I do respect. So, sorry,
the well went dry. And then he got tired of the conversations, and so he snapped at me one day.
I do respect his dedication to ripping smokes at 4 o'clock in the morning.
This is why I'll never give him money, is because I see him, he urinates. You watch him urinate?
I've never seen him urinate.
I see him urinate all the time. He goes...
Where does he go?
He goes on the sidewalk where those barriers are.
Yeah.
Like, literally on the other side of the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. You can see him, like, urinating. He looks like a Calvin and Hobbes sticker peeing on a Ford truck thing. That's what he's doing. And I'm like, I don't want to be in contact with your pee-pee hand.
Well, just for the record, for people who don't know and don't remember, Desmond has a house.
Yes, he does have a house.
So he has a wife and a house. He lives in Southeast D.C. This is his job. He comes out here and gets a bunch of money from idiots like you and me, and then he goes home around 10 a.m.
Did he tell you this?
Yes.
Oh, he works junk hours.
Yes.
He's got junk hours.
He stays up late for football.
He's the fifth junkie.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay. Hey, speaking of snapping, I want to get into the big fight that happened this week.
All right.
We were due for one of these, don't you think?
It had been a while, and also
it's been building up so much. The piling on and the me against the world type persona that Eric has used with Sam Howe, that you could definitely tell that he felt cornered and he finally lashed out.
He did, but it was over
something stupid.
It was over kind of an extended period of time that morning. So it started hot, 6 a.m. Monday morning, or one of those early segments.
Yeah, the second segment.
That's when we were joning on him, and we knew he was bitter a little bit, but maybe it was just me and JP mostly, because I think you were pretty quiet early on that morning.
I
weren't needling him.
I wasn't needling him. I could see the the volcano getting ready to erupt.
You didn't want to be in the crosshairs.
I knew he was going to snap that day. You can tell when Eric's going to snap by kind of his nonchalant responses. Like, I don't know. Like when he does something like that, especially like when his pitch elevates at the end, whatever you say, I don't know.
So I got to be honest.
That's when you know you better back the F off because he feels the burden of the world on his shoulder.
That was a fumble by me because it didn't really bother me. I just thought he wasn't engaged, right? Like he was saying, I don't know. And it was a little frustrating because I'm like, dude, just say, have a strong opinion, whatever it is. Like say you're pissed off, right? Say he sucks. Say he's still your guy, or whatever
say,
it is.
Just say, I know that's not the Sam Howell that I know. Like that
he
I've
said,
seen.
He kept saying, he said, I don't know, like three different times. So I was kind of irritated by it, but I didn't pick up on it that was his defense mechanism. I don't know.
That's his total defense mechanism.
I thought he was being lazy. And I was kind of like, come on, dude, think about it and have a take, right? Or feel a way. Feel something.
It's the defeat in him that you didn't recognize.
It was a different. I don't know.
He was down, and you started kind of kicking him when he was down. You had to wait for him to get back up before you kicked him again.
I was needling him.
Yeah, while he was
down. I think I was just trying to motivate him.
That's your producer instincts, dude, that kicked in.
I know,
it was
a misread. Valdez is right. It was a misread by me. Valdez knew that we were looking at it two different ways. Valdez knew to back off because he was bubbling.
Like, he's right. I'm not saying he's wrong, but that's you're also not wrong. You're both right.
I'm not saying
I was trying to needle him a little bit to get his juices flowing.
Well, you got bigger balls than I do because I was there. I was backing off. I was letting him sulk. I was letting him get up from the ring, do a standing 10 count before. You were like a UFC fighter.
I didn't realize he was angry at the time. That's why I was having fun.
Didn't I tell you?
Dude, if I knew he was really angry that morning, I wouldn't have screamed, "You're the worst QB evaluator I've ever seen."
That was a great line, though.
Right. We're good.
Did you feel awkward?
Not really, to be honest, because I don't know. I knew it wasn't going to boil over too much. Yeah. I knew they're homies. Like they've been working together for decades.
No, Mar loves bro code and bro stuff.
Yeah.
That's how you knew that it wasn't going to.
Mar, here's where you're wrong. I love radio fights. I love screaming and getting into a back and forth. It's honestly what I crave. And we don't get many opportunities on the show. I feel like I'm, like a dog in a cage or, greyhound waiting for
the rabbit to shoot out.
Yes. Like I'm waiting for an opportunity, but I know most of the time this isn't the right environment. It's not the right show. It's not the right station. We can't do that stuff all the time.
There's also certain people you can do it with and not, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Like
Jason.
I don't want to do that with Jason.
Yeah. Jason will literally think about it for years.
It would long term hurt Jason and Myers' relationship.
Yeah,
or anybody's.
But with Eric, once he gets it out, then all of a sudden it's out and it's over by the end of the segment.
JP as well.
JP as well. Yeah.
JP's will last maybe a little bit longer.
Cakes lingers, but he holds it within.
Yeah, Cakes.
Hey, I'm surprised you didn't get yelled at by Cakes today.
For what?
Yeah,
dude, you called him fat on air, right to his face.
I was trying to needle him a little bit. I was trying to feelings were hurt, but we'll get into that.
That needle should have been filled with Ozempic.
All right, so I don't even remember exactly what happened, but he called me when I said he's a bad QB evaluator.
You basically told him to take the L on Sam Howell, and he can't evaluate anyone. And then this is genius by him, is that instead of kind of reacting in the moment, he called you a mediocre producer.
I know. Was it genius or over the top and unfair?
Well,
okay. So what people have to realize is Eric, it's not.
Here's the thing.
There's certain things you can hold over another person. Eric saying that to me is unfair unless he really means it. And
this is what people don't understand, is that calling us a mediocre producer, like if Richmond John or Mar called us a mediocre producer, okay, that's fine. It's not going to hurt as much. But when Eric does I wouldn't care if Eric said it, but what people don't understand is what Eric says has weight to it.
if your boss
and
told you you were crappy at your job, right? Even if he's, you think about any of your bosses out there, if he says you suck, you're terrible at your job, you'd go, damn.
I know. I need to rethink. I need to rethink things.
Right? So there's there are definitely shots that Eric can take that, that can hurt. It doesn't honestly doesn't hurt me when he says when he stands up and says you have, if he says you have like no control on the show or you don't tell me what to do. That doesn't even hurt as much as you suck at your job. And it didn't. I think I said something like 10 minutes later to Valdez about it. I said,
oh yeah.
I said, did he
as
call,
soon as,
I said,
as he said
me,
that,
I said, did he call me a mediocre producer?
Yeah, Drab kind of put his tail between his legs, and that, right
I think
after
about
he
it,
said
I'm
that,
like, I think that kind of hurt. Like,
he was,
I think,
he was stewing.
And I'm like, should I be upset about that? I think I'm upset about that, is what I said. And so I just kind of sat there and I was like, I could let this go, and it probably won't be a big deal. But the opportunity came back around later. When he called me snarky.
Yeah. So what people didn't realize is that
2 hours later
is that we have a talkback feature, and all Drab was doing was telling JP that Sam Howell isn't a rookie in his ear. That's basically what he did.
Now, look, I was being snarky. I can admit that I was being snarky, and Eric was right, and I denied it on the air at the time, but I was being snarky. Telling JP stuff in his ear to tell EB
because
I don't want to join in, but it just wasn't. I don't need to join in all the time for every little piece of information.
Right,
we're always in these guys' ears talking to them.
Yeah, so, it's not. We're always talking to JP, Cakes, Jason, Eric. So Eric
saw me whispering something to JP.
He immediately thought that was you joning. Right.
He called me snarky. And then that's when I said
that was the eruption.
That was kind of the eruption. And then I said, whatever, I'll just sit back and continue being a mediocre producer. Well, that was like 2 hours after he said it.
What do you think of Eric when he said you've lost your swagger? The fact that you can't take me calling you mediocre producer.
No, that's not what the swagger was about. The swagger was about my looks.
No.
Yeah, that was when they were comparing who was better looking.
It was.
That's, I know, but he was saying like you don't understand. I'm joking. You have no swagger about you. The fact that you're not a mediocre producer, that it hurts you when I call you that.
I don't remember. I only remember him using the swagger word when he was talking about our looks. But if he said that, then
I believe that wasn't on air. That was the off air incident.
Yeah, the off air. I appreciated the back and forth by that time because. It cooled down a little bit, but look, I don't care about the, like, you have to understand with like Dukes, we would literally scream at each other and Oscar until we were like blue in the face all the time. And we'd say the most hurtful crap ever to each other. Mm-hmm. And then, but if you want to be friends with Dukes, you can't take things personal. And Eric is cut from the same cloth. You're cut from the same cloth as am I. And I put Cakes in there a little bit. Right? Like, okay. We all kind of like the same, we all like the same style of radio.
Yeah.
We like the fights. We like the back and forth, whether it's ONA, Donna Mike, Stern, whatever it is. We like being mean to each other. Yeah. We like that kind of radio.
It hurts, and you know it's going to hurt, but at the end of the day, after you let it hurt for a minute or two, you're fine and you're back on the horse.
But most importantly, we know that there's a large portion of the audience that loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while, you got to give them what they want.
See, I forget that. Like, I've been around you guys long enough now, but I know that about you guys, but I even get sucked into that on Twitter. Like, I'll start letting Eric get to me, you know, and I'm like, man, well, this is just the radio thing. This is good radio.
It's not fake, but
exactly
at all. But you'll just let it go a little bit of times because it's good content.
It's a airing of the grievances. It's basically what it is.
Right. And then you just can't care about it afterwards.
I think we're all a part of the same cloth where you say it, it's been said, it's understood, and then it's done. There's kind of stages to it. The last stage is just kind of like, all right, we finally got it off our chest. Let's get back
but
to work.
Everybody is different a little bit. You just can't do that with because he'll think about it for years.
Yeah, he will. Like when him and Big John kind of had their falling out, You can definitely tell that Jason wasn't into like Big John being in the studio.
Yeah,
did they say hi to each other?
I don't think anybody was that into Big John.
Hey, I get sized for Big John.
I get sized for the idea of Big John.
I just get sized for him as the punching bag.
Yeah, the punching
bag.
And he takes it very well.
That's what I love about it.
He takes it pretty well.
And then here's the thing: is after I go give him a big uppercut, I go hug him afterwards.
Yeah, your uppercut was the pallet joke. I don't know what it was.
What did I say? I can't remember the zing.
Oh. It was something like take him out on a pallet, and it popped me so loud, probably.
Oh, the forklift?
Yeah, the forklift.
Oh, yeah. That's how I had to get him in the studio.
Then Drab, they had something else going on, so Drab comes and goes, okay, your part's done.
Oh, get out. Well, he was like lingering after the segment, and they were bringing the food in, and the assistant chief was coming in.
He made sure he got his eggs Benedict.
Oh, yeah, then he stole my breakfast.
Yeah, he definitely stole your breakfast.
Trav's just bitter thinking about it right now.
All right, so, look.
You see his face.
Valdez, would you want more fights on the show?
Here's the thing, I would. I would want them with Eric and, I guess, JP. I hate fighting with JP because JP basically will never roll over. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a difficult fight.
It's a difficult fight because like he's just slinging everything he can at you, mm-hmm. whether it's you're being right or wrong. Like he'll never admit being wrong about anything. So it's actually JP's a more difficult fight than Eric. Eric's a more emotional fighter.
Eric will apologize like 10 minutes later, which he did, because he could tell that it was probably, you know, inappropriate, if that's the right word, to say that I was bad at my job.
The person I would least want to fight with is JP, because it's Jason
than JP. Because
I just removed Jason from the equation.
Okay, yeah,
but JP,
there's nothing fun about it.
There's no fight. There's just him yelling, and then you know you basically have to shut up after that.
So it was over. It was fine. Like people were saying, oh, Drab, he's in a bad mood all week because of his fight. No, I was like literally fine and laughing with Eric like 15 minutes later. He's one of the guys where you can scream at each other like a big Italian family or something like that.
Seven fishes. Hey, do you remember I'm trying to think of, have you ever had a fight with Jason?
Yes. I said something to him in his ear one time. And he snapped at me. I think it was during the holiday shows. Not the holiday show, like the two-man shows, like three or four years ago.
That might have been part of Bit Season episode. That might be recently, within the last couple of years.
Maybe it was right when we started Bit Season.
I know it was like two or three years ago. He was mad at AWOD for saying something about his daughters. Remember?
No.
Did he say something?
He did, but Jason didn't really care. Oh. No. Jason on the show screamed at me.
Oh.
Yeah, he said, I got it, or, you know, stop talking in my ear.
Okay. I'm trying to think. The last real big fight I think I had with Jason was in Fairfax.
No, you fight with the guys more than me.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah.
Like all out screaming matches, or
no? But like you'll get bitter at them on the air more than me. Like you think so? Yeah, for sure. Like you don't have. I won't be as violent. I run hotter. Yeah. You'll let them know like when you're pissed off at them, and you'll say it on the air, and they'll kind of allude to it sometimes.
Hmm.
But it's fine. Like it's not a big deal on the show, because every radio show fights, and it's good to kind of like pull back the curtain sometimes to let people see what's going on.
But so I guess the real, you're going to grill me. The biggest producer faux pas that I had was in Fairfax. This is before you were on the show.
Right.
And Jason grilled the shit out of me.
Why?
So I was working with Brett, and Jason asked me to make a call to book some, I don't know, probably some Nubs college basketball coach on.
Yeah.
All right. And then, I don't know, he wants me to have Steve Lavin on or whatever. And he goes, hey, did you send an email to see if we could book it? And I said, yeah. They haven't gotten back to me. And so apparently, like, he texts with the AD, and so he basically checked the AD if he got an email from me.
And you were fibbing?
And he said no, and he caught me fibbing about it. And he undressed me so hard. He grilled me.
Oh, you were green.
I was green, and I was just like...
You were basically didn't want to let Jason down, so you were telling yourself, yeah, I did it, but really you were about to go do it.
I just haven't done it yet. Yeah. I just didn't think it was, you know, I was just like, we're having this Nubs college hoops coach on. And then he just grilled me. Grilled me.
I'll never forget that. I'm on Team Jason. On
I know.
That one. Yeah.
Trust me, as I've grown into my role, I've learned you just say, I haven't done it yet. Or you send it. Like, for instance, when I sent when Jason asked, hey, will you book a Liberty college football college football coach on? I'll send the email. Mm-hmm. Now I'll ask for a Nubs time.
Hey, that really you've mentioned that a bunch of times. That really bothered you.
It really bothered me.
Why?
Because we're in the middle of
two-man shows.
I know, two-man shows, but we're in the middle of Caps and Wizards relocating, and we're going to talk Liberty football.
Oh, that news had already broken?
Yeah, that news had already broken.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. His finger isn't on the pulse at all times, necessarily.
No. But I'm like I got him the JMU head coach, but I can understand getting the JMU head coach on before getting the Liberty head coach on. Makes more sense.
I thought we had the Liberty coach on before.
Maybe. Maybe when it was Hugh Freeze.
Maybe it was Hugh Freeze. I don't remember. Hey, do you not give me any credit for standing up to EB and going, having a back and forth and not cowering? I told him his hands were shaking on the air.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Hey,
I had brass balls there for like a couple of minutes.
I didn't understand. Were you saying like, hey, you're nervous for me?
Yes, or he had shaky voice.
Or were you trying to do like an alcoholism thing?
Alcohol? No.
Oh, yeah, you got the shaky hands. Like
no,
in
he was so, he. I had him so heated.
Hot and bothered
because I was giving it to him. His hands were literally shaking like this, like an old man, and he was so distraught.
Hey, what was that great zing you had about his hat, his red?
I said, I don't know, I think I botched the zing or something, but I said his ass is as red as his hat from that spanking I gave him earlier.
That's a great zing.
It was a great zing. Thank you.
Hey, you must have been sitting on that.
I was for about 2 hours.
Just had that in the chamber, just ready to fire.
Valdez told me that like 2 hours beforehand.
I remember. I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, so it's all good. Honestly, more fights in 2024.
Okay.
I want more fights.
That's the resolution?
That's my resolution.
Hey, you know
I want more fights, not just from me. I want everyone fighting.
This is what we should do, is that we should fight more. I feel like we haven't fought as much since we started Bit Season.
That is true.
I actually think the guys would probably be much more engaged if you and I fought instead of them fighting with us. Right?
Look, like there are things that we could, I'm sure, you know, we both, I'm sure I annoy you, and there's things that you say that probably rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, like Michael Penix is going to be the best quarterback.
That could have been a fight the other day. I was definitely Rick at Valdez for about 3.5 seconds.
What side of that was he on?
He's trying to steal Michael Penix from me, and it's Ricking me, because he knows it gets under my skin. And so he's trying to claim that
I'm the Penix
guy. Discovered
him. Yeah, I discovered him. I'm the Penix guy. I'm high on him. I think he'll be the best quarterback in the draft. Just like I said, Anthony Richardson would be the best one last season.
Well, that's some bad analysis by you. He should have said C.J. Stroud.
When's Harry?
Best availability is durability.
Don't you think that would be a smart idea?
Would they let us if we were... irritated at each other.
I feel like if they saw... Yeah, I think they can recognize the moment. Remember, because JP loves doing producer rivalry shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but aren't you guys doing like Instagram, you know, stuff, pictures of you working, like going to work out and stuff like that? Like, is that going to be okay? Like, if you start to get in fights and stuff?
Oh, but really, same thing with Valdez. If we have an on-air fight, if we get Ricky,
it'll
be fine.
30 minutes.
Okay, you don't want to work yourself into a shoot. You gotta be careful.
That's true. You don't want to work yourself into a shoot, Mike.
That's a great point.
Sometimes that happens.
Just learn that word.
Yeah, that's a Hulk Hogan line. It's a great line. More fights in 2024, but I want it to be obviously between the four guys, because if they're bickering at each other, nothing makes me happier than when Eric pummels JP about, and finally, like, you know, I feel like JP says so many things that they just swallow a lot of times that are just that they could,
or like completely wrong,
just wrong, or cuts them off or whatever. I want more sniping at JP, and I want JP to more sniping back.
I believe my prediction in 2024 is at some point someone is going to yell at JP about like cutting them off. I feel like that's coming soon.
I know, but didn't I earlier on this show said I'm done fighting with JP, and I said I'd never do it again. In fact, I think I said I don't want to talk about JP anymore. I was so bothered.
Yeah,
by him.
I know.
It gets so personal. It doesn't never ends.
Not us, because I don't feel like we have the gravitas to do it. But at some point, and I feel like it's going to come from Jason or it's going to come from Eric, that they're going to be so fed up about like getting cut off mid-sentence that they're going to take a stand.
Right.
Actually, I think Jason's probably has the inside track on it. It's just what I'm feeling. It's kind of my prediction for 2024. Eric, I don't know. Eric kind of shrugs it off now, but that's my prediction in 2024 is that there will be a fight about JP cutting someone off.
These guys had to fight all the time when they were like 30 years old.
Oh, definitely.
Right? I mean, because they were just so full of energy and young and
opinionated
and youthfulness that I think we missed out on some really good shows. like late 90s when they first started.
The stripper pole.
But maybe they weren't, maybe they didn't embrace the fighting then, because it takes a while for shows to want to do that, I think. Because a lot of times when you first start, you're trying to be professional or put on a, you know, fake it till you make it type thing.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they didn't fight as much. Maybe some of the longtime listeners can let us know. But I feel like they maybe didn't. It was just more joning, fun joning as far, and not big fights. But I know that obviously.
Well, also you got to think about fighting.
Like 15 years ago.
No, is like joning over a long period of time leads to animosity, which leads to fighting.
Right.
It's a long game. The fighting's a long game.
More fights.
More fights.
Bring it.
Look at us. Turn over a new leaf.
Yeah.
More aggressive.
Mikey. Yeah. You're going to have to get in on him.
Let's do it.
Hey, you know what? We need Mike. Why doesn't Mike start poking the bear?
Yeah, I'll be the...
I don't know if he's got enough skin yet.
My first week getting in a fight, it's just, yo, get this guy out of here.
You know what they say? You got to beat up the biggest guy in prison. You want to make a name for yourself.
You got to punch up.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what Adam did? He finally started lashing out at EB?
Yeah. Hey, also, when people were saying Drab was in his feelings, Drab was being a baby and all that stuff... I know what I'm doing. I know also that needling Eric and letting him know that he, when I said I'll just go back to being a mediocre producer, I know that it was going to irritate him when I said that, and he'd be like, what are you talking about? And it would be into a whole back and forth. I'm not really sitting over there, really sulking for 2 hours.
It was
a trigger point that I knew could lead to some good content. Once I said on the air, let them know that it bothered me.
Yeah, that's a good move.
And I feel like you were just plotting your next zing. You were just, you know.
No, it? I don't think he was zinging. I think he was upset.
At that point, I wanted to fight on air.
I think you're convincing yourself that, dude. You had that built up for like 2 hours and then it came back.
No, hey, let me ask you a question.
I was just waiting for, because when he said the snarky thing, that's when I was like, all right, that's fine, I'm ready to go.
It's a decision. Who do you think won? Who do you think won the fight? You or Eric?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Drab didn't apologize.
Oh, I told him that.
Let me read you something from the, it's real quick. It's like a one sentence thing from the Reddit page.
Drab's all over this Reddit page.
Somebody sent it to me the other day.
Bad for your mental.
Not my mental.
He likes Reddit.
All right.
He's a Reddit mark.
Somebody said there was like a,
you know, I like the fact that he's toggling between the show Reddit and then like panty Reddit.
Jeez.
Back and forth. Right?
Yeah.
You got his two bookmarks.
Yeah, this is how I know I won.
Trending.
This is how I know I won. There was like a thread on the fight. Somebody said, Drabby is battle tested by Chad Dukes. Ha ha, EB wasn't ready.
that makes you excited.
Yeah, that's how I know.
You put that into your Twitter header?
No, but I sent it to Dukes. He loved it. All right, let's take a quick break and let's come back. Let's talk about the show today, the Drinking Show. Maybe you loved it, maybe you didn't love it. Things that we can do better, things that I should stick around. And we got our crab jumbo lump parlay as well. All right, don't go anywhere.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show.
each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season Episode 110. I'm Matt Valdez. Drab T-shirts here. Richmond John's hanging out. Mike Marr is here. We're kind of doing our post-Christmas show wrap-up Bit Season. But before we get to the Christmas show, we have to give you our Jumbo Lump Parlay for the week, Drabby. Our Jumbo Lump Parlay is brought to you by Crab Sports. Crab Sports is making your holiday season even more merrier this year with 12 days of Crabmas, not Drabmas, Crabmas. All users of Crab Sports will be receiving daily promotions counting down to Christmas Day. These festive promotions will include odds boosts, local player boosts, bet insurance opportunities, and more. If you're not already betting with the local sportsbook, you can sign up now using the promo code BITTIES and get an additional $10 free bet on your first deposit. Always play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or over, Drabby.
All right, so if you're in Maryland, make sure you sign up for Crab Sports. 12 days of Crabmas.
Biddies is the promo.
Biddies is the promo code. Absolutely. All right, Valdez, what is our Jumbo Lump Parlay this week? I'll go first. I'm going to take the Chiefs minus 10 against the Raiders. Look, it's probably stupid, but whenever and the Raiders scored 63 points last week.
Yeah.
They scored zero the week before. All their points, I felt like last week, first of all, they were playing a dead Chargers team.
Yeah.
A lot of their points came on like short field or turnovers. It was a bunch of fake touchdowns. I think the Chiefs
touchdowns. I love that.
It was a mirage, Valdez. Yeah. The Chiefs are twice the team the Raiders are, and they will beat the. It's in Kansas City. There's no chance that the Raiders. I always say that. There's no chance hang within 10. I know 10 double digits in the NFL, and nobody ever does that. I just think the Chiefs have way too much talent, and they're going to win that game by about 17 points.
All right. My play is going to offend Drabby.
Okay. Right?
I think the Seahawks win was fraudulent. I think the Eagles are stinky. They have an awful point differential. Great win for Seattle. Great comeback win. But you know what? It's a comeback win over a crappy team. Eagles aren't that good. Numbers inflated. They're doing West Coast to East Coast. So I'm going to take the Titans plus 2.5. Drabby, what say you?
Well, I disagree with you, but I want people to play the Jumbo Lump Parlay.
So how about this? How about Seattle wins by one?
Seattle will win by one. I think you're wrong. I think the Titans are a bad team. They're 5-9. Their point differential is minus 44 points.
Well, I think Seattle's a bad team.
That's fair. I will give you the 10 a.m. start time is always an issue for teams from the West Coast. Yeah. So
how about that Seattle Ravens game?
I love it. I haven't thought one second this week about the Titans. I'm not worried about the Titans. As far as I'm concerned, the Seahawks are 8-7.
All right, so get the Jumbo Lump Parlay on Crab Sports. Seattle by one, hopefully for Drab sanity, and then the Chiefs minus 10.5. Was it 10.5?
Chiefs minus 10.
Minus 10, sorry. Chiefs minus 10, Titans plus 2.5. Hopefully Seattle wins by one. That's our Jumbo Lump Parlay. Everybody sign up for Crab Sports.
All right, so we are probably, 2 hours, hour and a half now removed from the end of the drinking show. We're hanging out here. It was a different show this year. We had the live stream, and I got to give Michael Marr props for that. He monitored it all show today, got through the noisy picks and humbars. Dude, if you were complaining about the live stream sound going out for 5 minutes, please go screw, because it took a lot of effort. We'd never done it before, a live stream on YouTube.
We spent a lot of man hours yesterday testing, retesting.
It was literally down for five minutes.
And we had engineers putting pre-delay audio into something. By the way, you guys got to hear pre-delay dump.
Yeah, you heard pre-delay. For one show. It's not, the juice is not worth the squeeze for us. We don't make any money. We just knew that people liked it and wanted to see it. We had no control over the Monumental not doing it. Art Valdez and my job is the radio.
That's a favor for listeners.
We're trying to help people and we're trying to get them content.
We know people wanted to see it. So we spent a lot
of time yesterday testing, retesting, trying to make sure we had the right audio. The audio was synced to the video. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of man hours. And
it wasn't just yesterday. It was like all the last 10 days.
I'm just saying the test part was a disaster. So, not a disaster, but...
And Mike's in there the whole show for the most part in the studio down the hall.
Mike almost died today.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
You don't know about his crippling peanut allergy?
Oh yeah, dude, that was brutal.
Yeah, Mike's putting his body on the line for this show.
Yeah, I literally put that one under wraps.
I gotta say though, bad radio instincts. By you. Your radio instincts have not kicked in yet. They will eventually. So you hang around long enough on the show.
It's like a bird learning to fly. All of a sudden, you jump out and you start flapping.
So Mike was just taking down the food today.
Oh yeah,
he was working.
By the way, he has the metabolism of a 23-year-old still. Because he was eating every single dish that came out from Jay Hollinger's.
I forgot that Mike has a nut allergy, just like it seems like half the young boys here have now.
It's very common in young people.
Missing out on the protein.
Because Tom Daly had it.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsey John had one,
yeah.
And Michael Marr is also now allergic to peanuts. But apparently the French toast, it was
a peanut butter jelly PB&J French toast. And I don't think Marr recognized that it was PB. He just thought it was regular French toast.
He asked the cook. The cook said it was hazelnut.
He was like, oh, it's silly, like homemade hazelnut. But I had to double down. I knew it was some sort of peanut as soon as I bit into it. So it's like the last dish. The guy brings out a tremendous looking plate of French toast, and I was like, that looks phenomenal. You know, I'm obviously going to take a bite, put a little maple syrup on there, spruce it up a bit. Take a bite, instantly knew it was peanut butter, and, you know, kept chewing it. I had to down it. I didn't down the rest of it, but I just downed that one bite. And then 2 minutes go by, and I'm just like boiling in my own skin. Just felt like ass.
I know. Here's the thing. Mike's like going into anaphylactic shock in a corner by himself, not telling us what's going on.
He's getting ready to spaz out.
He should have. I mean, he's got to
pot your mic up and go, you know, at least
just say, hey, I'm dying.
Yeah.
And then we'll take it from there.
Yeah. So, it really only lasted like an hour, I would say. But I didn't tell the guys.
We had an hour.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I told the guys afterwards.
Mike's getting yelled at about the stream.
We could have used you during the taste test.
Yelling down the hall.
He's like convulsing. Marr, what are you doing?
it was during the food segment, right? The palate challenge?
Yeah, it was at like 9:15, I think,
Mike, get in there with the food. What are you doing?
It's so funny. Drab was motherfucking you. Drab was saying, he was going, what the fuck is Marr doing? No, that's what he said. Because he's sitting there and he's shivering with plates trying to give them to the guys. And he doesn't know that he's getting ready to die.
I think it was during the sun-dried tomatoes. You went over there and like you didn't give it to JP, and then you were talking to EB for like, I don't know, 2 minutes over there.
He was hallucinating.
I think you were hallucinating. And we were like padding, waiting for JP to get the sun-dried tomato, and it was just like in your other hand. And you should have
seen Drab. Drab was livid.
No, the best.
Don't over-exaggerate. I wasn't livid.
He was livid.
I may have looked at you and said, what the f*** is Marr doing? It was more like that.
But when we brought out the cake that EB loves from, you know, his hometown shop, Drab kept on telling me, he was like, don't let him see it. Like, put it blurred. It is literally at my ankles. I'm like, there's no chance in hell anyone can see this.
Hey, if I have to hear one more time how big that blindfold is, I'm going to put a gun on my head.
I know. All right. Let's talk about the palate challenge. All right. I think we try new stuff every single year. We always try new stuff. I think in hindsight, stepping away from now the show is over. Obviously, Matt and I know that that wasn't the greatest segment we've ever done.
It was clunky.
It was too long. It was too boring. It was a little bit boring.
The payoff wasn't as
there was
good.
No payoff. But you have to understand that what we wanted to go into is, the like we said, we want fights.
We want competition.
We want the guys to bark at each other. They have yelled for years about who has the sillier palate. We did it at 9 o'clock, 3 hours after they were supposed to start drinking. We figured it had potential for some good fireworks. Not everything that we plan out is going to be a home run. I read your comments. I saw everyone was very bored by the segment. I saw it. You hurt. If you want to hurt my feelings, you hurt my feelings. Congrats. Valdez, you want to hurt his feelings, you hurt his feelings a little bit too. We put a lot of effort into the show. It's fine.
Like Drab drove to Kensington to pick up the cake to surprise him. He went to Five Guys to go get a milkshake.
Yeah, I mean, we do. Yeah. Valdez probably honestly spent $100 of his own money buying like all kinds of dumb crap for this segment.
Dude, well, I had artichokes, I had dates, I had sardines, I had a whole bunch of stuff, but I had to pull the ripcord because I could tell the thing wasn't smacking.
It's a live radio show, so you don't know how things are going to go necessarily if you haven't done them before.
I brought more stuff in case it was going well, and then finally we had to.
So if you want to say
had to abort,
if that was bad instincts or bad producing, okay, that's fine. Not every segment, not every drinking show, or every part of every drinking show is going to be a home run. It's kind of, you know, we've had some great segments that we didn't think would go well, and they ended up being great. So you win some, you lose some, Valdez, as I said last week on the show. Now, look, we understand, you have to understand, the show, and you know, Chris said it earlier this week when Matt and I met with him, and he was like, you guys got to just take a deep breath and realize that
it's not our show.
He said that?
Well, he told when I talked to him about it, like, it's not the producer show.
Oh, he had
like
separate meetings.
Not separate meetings.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
No.
It sounds like we did.
No, that's what he said. He said, like, at the end of the day, it's not on you guys to just do the show. And then just have everything ready for them.
That's true. I guess, yeah. But he said, like, look, you guys don't put too much pressure on yourself. When the drinking show started, it was just a way for the guys to drink during the show once a year and have a good time. You don't have to plan all these bits. And he said the words top yourself. You don't have to top yourself every single year or do something crazy or wacky every single year just to make people happy, a few people happy at home. The essence of the show is to put a message out there to get people sober rides and let the guys drink during the show. So look, yeah. The sober ride thing, they pay money to be part of it, right? Because they pay money and because they have things that they want to address over the air. I understand nobody wants the cops on the air, all right? It's boring. We have to do it.
Yeah, but you're providing a service.
We're providing a service.
You're essential personnel. Don't people remember that from the COVID?
I know. I'm still waiting for my back pay.
Those are two of the segments.
It's coming.
And we're working on it. Matt and I, we are working on it. We're working on taking that stuff out of the show as much as we can moving forward. And we wanted to this year. There's certain things that we just don't have control over. Like, it's part of the deal that in years past and up to this year that you just can't
can't eliminate it. And at the end of the day, you have to do some sort of public service.
And it's also, Lurch is friends with Kevin Davis. And Lurch personally invited, I think, Kevin Davis on the show way back months ago.
Yes.
And so, look, we want more drinking on the show. That's what we want. We want more drinking, more fun.
We want everyone to be cakes.
We want everyone to be cakes. Cakes is awesome. And, you know, EB, like, I'll say that, like, the guys were engaged in the bit today. And we spring stuff on them, and they didn't really know. They could have said, I'm not doing that, right? EB could have said, he played along. They played along.
Yes,
so that's the most.
I'm glad. You know what? The best thing about that bit is I'm glad that they trusted us. The fact that, like, we weren't going to put bull testicles in their mouth.
Imagine if you had.
Yeah. They were concerned about that. There's something like totally nasty.
Yeah. We laid it out straightforward for
lamb them. Fries would have been hilarious.
What are lamb fries?
Same thing. Same thing.
It's a Rocky Mountain toy.
Rocky Mountain oysters. Yeah.
It's a.
What is it?
What is that? What is that? Let me movie go. With Chevy Chase. Help me out, Valdez.
Which one?
Animal Farm.
Animal House?
No, it's not Animal House. It's Funny Farm or something.
Lamb fries or lamb testicles?
Remember he goes to the local place, the diner or whatever.
And Fletch?
No, this is like Funny Farm, and it's
National Lampoon's European Vacation.
No, he's a writer, and he moves to the country, and you know.
I think you're the only one that saw that movie. Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
I went the box office he might be $7.50.
He breaks the lamb fry record.
No,
which is lamb testicles.
Bale, like we did on our segment.
Hey, you're being like JP.
Yeah, I know.
It's called Funny Farm.
You had it.
Sheep ball scene.
Sheep balls. That was close.
All right. Someone will give you
just edit
props
that out.
On
just
Twitter.
Edit that last three.
No, you get to swim. Like we do sometimes.
All right.
I don't know. What did you like about today's show, Valdez?
You know what? I this is what I like is, and I said this to you off air yesterday when. So I was freaking out yesterday about the white elephant because I'm a planner and having a day and a half to do a white elephant gift was difficult for me because I couldn't put time and effort into it. But I appreciated Jason wanting to do a white elephant gift thing. Like
now, what was Jason's gift again?
Jason got a hat and golf balls.
No. Oh, that's what he got.
He got it
for you.
That's what he purchased.
Yeah, that's what he purchased.
But the one that he took, I think, was, what did he take?
Coors Light, baby.
Coors Light. He took the Coors Light.
He got stuck with the Coors Light.
He got stuck with the Coors Light.
Michael Mars. Yeah. I knew that was Mars right away because Mars' mom works at 1757.
Really?
Yeah, shout out.
Hey, will you give me a tea time?
Yeah, she actually probably can. Sized. She might be. Yeah, I mean,
sized.
Maybe she's listening to Big Season.
I don't think so. Nobody else knew that but me. But I
didn't know that.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a good gift. That's a good gift. It's very Mar of him.
Can I tell you who had the best gift? Me. I had the best gift. You want to know why I had the best gift?
No,
you know what? Yours was good too.
Part of yours was good. No, here's the problem with mine is that, and I thought about this yesterday, is that I knew this was going to happen. I knew everyone was just going to do golf.
Everyone was going to do golf.
I knew everyone was going to do it, and I didn't want to do it.
Do you know that half the people on the show hate golf?
I know, but half love them. So you're kind of...
I'm
one of those people.
I didn't want to do golf. But it's the only thing I could think of and do, and I was flustered. And I was very fortunate to get a Tiger Woods bobblehead doll.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled into it.
Well, you called me yesterday.
I was in a panic.
At 6 o'clock and said, "I'm at Marshall's. There's nothing here, and the line's too long." I was so giddy. I was so happy that you were going to come in here and bomb.
But you know what I did?
Another guacamole bowl is what I was expecting.
That's a great gift.
It was one of the worst gifts.
I got margarita shaker, guac bowl, and gourmet chips, and put together as like a basket for a margarita night, salsa night.
I can't join on that.
That's a great white elephant gift.
Yeah, I think that'd be
a hit. Especially like that's supposed to be under $30.
I agree with you, but I also told Drabby this after the show. I was like, I didn't have a mic and can't, you know, headset to chime in, but his battery buddy thing is that, I mean, that's one of my favorite things I have.
Can I tell you my mistake?
Let me finish first. What I did was I was so insecure about my gift, I threw money at it. I basically did what you're not supposed to do.
Yes.
Is that I overspent.
You overspent.
I overspent in order to not get joned on. That's what I did. Because the Topgolf gift card was $50. It's $50 for a Titleist golf balls. And then it was probably... It was $15 for the bobblehead doll.
I'd say the bobblehead was the best part.
I know.
Right?
I know.
I mean...
Because
that's the... Look, when I think of white elephant, it's supposed to be...
It's kooky. It's supposed to be kooky.
Yes, yes. Original kooky, weird type gifts.
Yeah.
No offense, Mar. Anybody can buy alcohol and golf balls. At any time, there's no conversation about...
I wanted a conversation starter. I know.
That's what I was looking for.
I totally agree. That's why when I called you, Will you tell Richmond John what I wanted to do, what I was going to do? Did I tell you what
I think so, idea? But I'm too into myself. I forgot.
So this too into your battery, caddy.
So this is what I was thinking of, is that I was going to get like a big tin bowl. Uh-huh. All right. I was going to tape like a $50 AMC movie gift card in there. Okay. I was going to have like popcorn. Not like the just in the bag that you put in the microwave, and there's big things of candy, and it would be like a movie pack.
Okay,
that was my idea for a gift.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't think that's bad.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not kooky.
I thought it was kooky.
It's not kooky, but it's not.
What
a
were you
bad
gonna
gift.
Do? How are you gonna?
It's
fill better up than the golf balls. Like, how are you gonna fill up the tin?
I was just gonna tape the card in there, and it was just gonna be filled with like jumbo, jumbo Hershey's bars and Gobstoppers and Milk Duds.
A movie, Skittles. Okay. A concession stand.
It's like it looked like a concession stand with popcorn. See, look at his face.
That would have been better than what you did. I actually really like.
I wanted Joan on it, but it's actually a good.
I like the Tiger Woods bobblehead. That is perfect white elephant. Now, first off, white elephant typically is, those things are like $10 to $15. Like ones.
The $50 kind of threw me.
It threw me because it's supposed to be dumb. They're supposed to be dumb
you
stuff.
You kind of screwed drab though, because you like went way over the top.
I know. I told you.
I know. I followed
it's like,
that.
It's like I have a small penis.
He and did. You can see his face because he's going, damn, like, no, what I get the nubs gift. And that it's not really a nubs gift. But that's what I was trying.
Yours was so good that it got stolen within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, that is true.
Your gift got split up. It was so expensive.
Yeah, it also got divided.
Yeah, it got divided. It did not get divided.
I got the Siamese twins. It was not divided.
It was discarded. No, it was discarded. EB said, I don't want that. You can keep it.
No. He says, Mar, do you want it?
He said, I don't want it. He said, I don't want it.
Because he's going to have a boys' day at Topgolf.
He did say, I don't care
about it. It might be tonight.
Where did you get that Topgolf gift card?
Topgolf.
Harris Teeter in line at checkout.
Yeah.
I knew it. That's fine.
Where else do you get gift cards? All right, but let's talk about your gift.
All right.
I want to talk about.
You know what my gift was? A conversation starter. It got the people going.
I know. Drab thinks he's it's like some Art Deco thing. where like he has some.
You know what my
sculpture.
Mistake was? I forgot that I do a radio show with five women, people that couldn't find their garage in their own house. You guys knew no manly activities. I forgot that you guys wouldn't have the use for batteries or some tool or soap, manly Sasquatch soap or beef jerky. I forgot I do a show with five women. That was my problem.
Or this six. Did not include Mar.
Well, Mar's too new. I don't know.
Okay.
He's not
Travis
a part.
Just,
he's
got
a,
Travis know. Just got gifts for himself that he knew nobody else would
first
want.
Off, can you explain?
The first rule of White Elephant is when all else fails, get something you want for yourself.
Smart, man. I get
all right,
it.
So tell me what this battery, is it battery daddy or battery caddy?
I liked it because it's called battery daddy.
Battery daddy.
That's one of the reasons why I like it. Not caddy, even though it is a battery caddy, it says battery daddy.
So what is it supposed to do?
This all makes sense now. I didn't even see that.
It's a clear case that lets you look through. It's a battery storage kit and lets you store all your batteries in order and organize them. I'm thinking about store 200 batteries. I have no idea. A lot.
Hey, I'm actually surprised.
All the different sizes.
I'm surprised JP wasn't jumping on that thing. That
I
looks
know
like
that's
a JP
awesome.
Gift.
And that was my problem. It went to Cakes, the most sloppiest junkie. The guy that his house is disorganized. He's got
socks all over
he's
the
got,
place.
Yeah, socks. He's got dogs, comfort. He doesn't care what his house. What I'm saying is Cakes doesn't care what his house looks like. He's got yellow walls.
He's
from
got
the
a
80s.
Tree the size
he's
of
got a tree.
The size
he's got
of
a
White
challenger.
House Christmas
he's got a Brooks like signed jersey in his living room. He's got pictures of a St. Charles dog on his comforter. Like the class and organization and making your house tidy is not the Auville way. All right. It went to the wrong guy.
So let me. Does that thing charge? Can you charge batteries with it?
You cannot charge batteries, but you can test your battery, which is just as important.
It's actually very
this
important.
This is his pitch coming. Remember his pitch days for selling alarms?
I feel like I'm watching an infomercial.
I've been getting jocked.
Hydro seal.
I've been getting jocked in my texts and DMs all day about this battery daddy.
I've had a handful of people that have texted me that said, I have the battery daddy. It's an awesome gift.
It's the perfect white elephant. And
what are you using batteries for?
I don't understand. Who doesn't? I didn't know, realize that I was the only one
for Sarah's
batteries.
Vibrator.
For
no. Oh, those double A's.
Yeah.
It's a D sound. It does have limited space for D's. You sure that's enough D spaces? Yeah. It looks like there's only 8 spots for D's.
Yeah.
You might need to buy 4 of these.
Triple A.
I don't know. I told about these last night that I got a smorgasbord of gifts. You guys are sleeping on the soap I got.
What do you mean?
He's got Dr. Squatch.
Don't you see these in Instagram ads all the time? Dr. Squatch, like the
natural. I know. Is this like the natural
dude,
one?
That's the Justin Herbert
dude,
soap.
That dump soap in the soap dish, that was $29
what?
At Costco.
I use it, man.
It's expensive soap.
I do. It's good soap. I don't know.
Oh, this
beef jerky?
Nice.
This beef jerky?
I could try to do a
love,
bit, but
who
I
doesn't
use
love
it.
Beef jerky?
Who doesn't love beef jerky? Apparently, the Auvilles.
JP. He JP. Said he's never had a beef jerky in his life, he said.
He said that?
I swear. He looked at me and said, I don't think I've ever had jerky.
What, he's an alien. I'm like, what?
Doing a show with aliens.
Do you know what JP said? I was taking notes. JP said he's not a bourbon guy. He's not a Eggs Benedict guy.
He's not a beef jerky guy. What was the second drink? He's not a Bloody Mary guy.
Yeah.
I told him I had like a cigar habit. No, not a habit. I mean, I like cigars.
Yeah,
I really enjoy cigars, which they're, if you get nice cigars, they're expensive.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't trying to brag. I was just like, man, it can really get up there where you're like, man, I don't spend too much money on cigars.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've thought about that. I've never smoked anything. He's like, I don't know. I just never. And I'm like, really? You've never had like a cigar?
You know
he's like, my buddy.
You know what JP? Sorry, I just pulled a JP.
No, that's
you
fine.
Off.
No, go.
You know what JP is? He's with the people on the internet. They call him NPCs. You know what that is?
No.
Non-playable character. It's like a political term that I see people. It's like when you play Sims, it's the people walking around in the background.
Yes.
Where's the edge? He's got no edge. He's never tried. He's never smoked. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He doesn't eat beef jerky.
He might do a cigar now because he was kind of like, well, I mean, maybe I'll try once in a while.
No, he won't.
He won't.
I appreciate your gift because I know that it's a conversation starter. I know I wouldn't be happy with your gift compared to everything else.
What else was so good?
Golf balls?
No, yeah, come on. Golf balls are a bad radio gift.
I know they're a bad radio
gift. We're doing a radio show about this.
The best gift was the Manscaped.
That was a good gift.
I think that was
who
the
got
best
that?
Gift.
AB, that was a good gift.
That was me.
Yeah,
I stole it.
Was sexual.
I know.
And something people needed. That was actually the great gift.
I was actually thinking about going to Spencer's and just getting like anal beads.
No, Bickle bought the thing and you ended up with it, right?
Yeah, Bickle bought it.
Yeah.
I grabbed it.
Yeah.
And then he stole it from me.
I have that at home. So, I have like the 2.0 or the 3.0.
This is the 4.0.
4.1.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous. It looks
I actually
nice.
Want to ask a question, but then I feel kind of stupid. That's like how it works.
What?
Well, like, does it gather this stuff?
It
delete all
false. No.
Does it go into a face shaver? No.
From what I've read online,
it falls into the bottom of your tub.
From what I've read online, it's just like you don't nick or cut yourself at all. Like apparently, it's like super.
What I've read online,
sensitive.
I've researched it because I've wanted it before.
Here's my review. What it's awesome is that it works in the shower. It's waterproof, and so you can do it in the privacy of a shower.
How do you do it when it's submerged? Because you're like in the you
not
take baths.
No, not the pool.
Baths. I'm a shower guy.
He sits in the shower. Said, he doesn't take baths. He sits in the shower.
I think about you all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know it's awkward.
Well, here's my review of the, what is it called? I forget.
Lawnmower 4.0.
Lawnmower. Manscaped.
Yeah.
4.0.
4.0.
The guard on it doesn't. It doesn't take it low enough.
Whoa.
So you,
you're going Brazilian.
So
this show's going to run long.
I like
folks.
Mine like a putting green. All right, so you got to take the guard off.
Running on the stimp.
You beat me to it.
So once you take the guard off,
it's got to be a 13.
It's like a World War II on that. There's so much gore.
U.S. Open at Shinnecock.
Yeah.
All right. Balls running all over the green.
Yep. So so I like it. I take the guard off, and the way, that's the safety. That's the safety on it, and so it can get messy.
Drad doesn't like protection.
But that would have been the last thing I would have guessed, because when EB was teasing it yesterday, never would have guessed.
It never crossed my mind.
No.
It was actually a great topical gift by Eric.
It was good because it was a little salacious.
Yeah.
It's definitely, yes.
A little, for as much as you can.
Especially because I got it, too.
What about, someone said we should have got a fleshlight.
I thought about that.
But that's a gag gift.
I know. And I knew the guys wouldn't do gag gifts. Because nobody would really take it.
Nobody would want it. And then who passed around? Somebody would be bitter.
And then
the white elephant was good instincts. You keep doing that. Because then people get interested and they,
I think the white elephant can stay.
I think it can stay,
you know. But I would incur next year.
More time to think.
More time to think. And we need original gifts. We need no golf balls.
No golf.
No booze.
No golf, no booze.
Okay.
That's tough for guys. Like, I know, but you gotta
put your thinking cap.
The battery, daddy.
Shut up.
Because then you open yourself up to Joni, which is good, because then you're like, I don't know what to, you know, get something.
No, but wild. To be honest with you, hey, like if you, because Richmond John brought hedge clippers in for as a bit for Cakes' tree. But like if you put together like a manly outdoor set.
That's smart.
Like if you got seed and a cedar. You know, that's probably what, $50.
Man,
that's a great.
You know what? For the money you spent, like if you did go up to the $100 mark, you could get some silly stuff. Like,
absolutely.
Maybe we need to up it to $100.
You're probably right, because you get lazy. I try to do something like
minimum
that.
Yeah. Minimum 40, maximum 100.
I thought Cakes got off scot free.
I know,
he bought whiskey, like expensive Woodford or whatever it's called.
Jefferson
Ocean.
Oh, Jefferson. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, nice bourbon, but it's so predictable.
It's easy. It's too easy.
What happens if we had eight guy or seven guys open up bourbon? Like, that would be bad radio.
Do you when I was picking out my gift, I avoided. Like the wine, you know, it was like looked like the wine gift, like the wine bag.
Oh, yeah,
tall and slender. Yeah. I avoided that because I go, well, that's booze. Like, I don't want booze. I want a gift.
Also, isn't JP a donk? He's so defensive about everything. He brought in a white elephant. We've done this now three or four times on the show. He brought in this gift bag. Which
the most JP gift bag in the world. It's got every sports ball known to man.
I'm actually butt sized.
Sports ornament junkies.
Put one of my kids' Christmas gifts in it. He left it open. So he put it on the floor next to all the other gifts.
No, well, it's his wife.
Who saw in there? I saw in there. Mar saw in there.
I didn't see
in
there.
I saw Starburst and I saw a Stanley tumbler. Which is
another
you're so clueless. You think guys want a Stanley? It's what women bond over. It's like the number one thing that women bond over are their dumb Stanleys.
What color is your Stanley?
Yeah, they get in the news. Believe me, I just got my wife another Stanley for Christmas. That's what women are.
Was that what it was?
It was a Stanley.
Do you think he was doing a bit?
No. He's just clueless. Like, he didn't know Dave Richard was Jewish. He's just clueless sometimes. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't realize guys drink out of like a Yeti.
Yeah,
and girls drink out of a Stanley.
Gotcha.
And then, but he's defensive about it.
Why does it matter? This was the tilting part, is that his wife actually had the brains of putting tissue paper in there, and then he goes, no, no one cares about that. We're guys. No one cares about the tissue paper.
So he has a Stanley in there.
we put tissue paper in there so you don't see.
He's just a donk sometimes.
Oh. Yeah.
But all in all, okay, I like the white elephant.
White elephant, A+.
Also,
more drinking needs to be. Also, we need.
You have to understand.
Shot o'clock.
I would love a shot o'clock. They won't do it. Okay. Maybe they need. So I saw someone say this show needs to be outsourced. The producing does
what
for once.
Why? That kind of hurts.
I know it was a hurtful comment, but then she followed up that with Matt and Matt can then participate in the reindeer games.
Oh,
so it was a backhanded, but then she turned it around at the end.
Okay. No, I don't think that was backhanded. I think it was so
when I first started reading, I'm like, oh, okay, another hateful comment. But she said, Matt and I. We can't convince the junkies to drink. Chris Kinard cannot. They're going to do what they want to do. Cannot force Jason to get drunk. I know everybody would love it. I would love to pour him 1,000 shots. And maybe we can do the thing every year where we say, here's $500 to the drunkest junkie. But JP, and then
kind of ruined that.
Yeah, we ruined that because JP barfed everywhere. And JP will do it. And Cakes will do it because Cakes is a team, you know, a team player, and he gets drunk every year. But EB and Jason, I mean, Eric has gone harder before. He didn't go that hard today.
No, today was an off day.
And Jason, you know, it's every year, every time. That's Jason.
It just gets less and less.
He's just not going to drink. So we're in a tough predicament. Like, we can't force them to drink, even though we want them to be drunk, falling down, making asses of themselves.
At one point, the bartender came up to me and goes, "Hey, can I? Do I need to? They haven't finished their drink. Should I run in the other drinks?" I said, "Just start making drinks and just giving them to them."
Mm-hmm. That's what I did with the. That's what I said with the Bloody Mary, and then they JP started complaining about Bloody Marys or whatever.
Well, I was just like, at some point, if they had four drinks in front of them, mm-hmm. I figured they would drink one just to clear space.
Right. I wanted that Bloody Mary so bad; it looks so good. It did look good.
All right, so here's what Matt and I, if we're around next year,
Richmond Chan and Michael Marr are going to.
Hey, what do you mean
to,
if I'm around
produce?
Next year?
Well, I don't. You never know. We'll be. Maybe they'll fire us.
Yeah, oh, I'm I don't so know. Sure.
Maybe. You'll be pouring beers
and pouring beers in Hilton Head.
Yeah, Hilton Head. Who knows? If we're around next year, we'll try. We're going to try to go back to its very core. Probably less bits. Put it on the guys to entertain you because that's what they're paid to do. They're paid to entertain you. If they want to drink and be fun and sloppy, we'll keep the white elephant. Maybe we'll do one bit. We had two bits this year with the dip off and the palate challenge. And we will work on not having as many cops and. Promotion of the sober ride, but we're kind of stuck there. So
sounds like a good game plan.
I don't know. I mean, we want it to be enjoyable. By the way, Matt and I, we put a whole thing together. We had a night spent out at Robert Trent Jones Golf Course at the Cottages because we know what moves the show is stories and Joanine and things like that. We had a sleepover planned at the Cottages.
At RTJ.
When? For today, we had it all planned. We were going to do a live broadcast.
We had it solidified a month ago.
Yes, and then
we had it approved from the director. The director
would
approved
I still be
it.
The entertainment?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
because
I only care about myself.
The director and the board approved it
a few weeks ago, but we can't do it.
But the membership rejected it.
All right. What? So then, that was like that happened like December 5th. And so we're like, it's too close. Like, we're not going to be able to find another place.
See, you guys, they're doing hard work behind the scenes.
Well,
and, you know, it wasn't hard.
It's sending an email.
Nobody wants to. We had an
eight-bedroom cottage at RTJ where you could literally open up the back patio and go hit golf balls into the golf course.
Because what I wanted was for us to spend the night together and then have more content and more drunkenness and things like that, which I think we'll be able to hopefully do next year. Once we find a different spot, or it could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be like at a country club or anything like that.
I thought bro time. Everybody gets ice for golf. It kind of appeases the sleepover aspect of it. It's kind of an exclusive place that you can be, which kind of appals to the junkies.
Sure.
So I thought, okay, this is going to be a home run if we do a sleepover here.
Oh, this is great instincts. That's a great idea.
Yeah, can I jump in and say something real quick?
Of course.
So, you know, just based off what you guys just said and then actually like what I've seen behind the scenes, Valdez, Drab put in a tremendous amount of effort, put in their own money, their own time to make today as great as possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Richmond John came out, proud of him doing his thing.
Appreciate
it. The long drive.
Yeah, very long drive all the way from Richmond. And I saw on YouTube there was a lot of positive comments. A lot of likes, a lot of subscriptions, you know, view count went up. That's everything good. Was going good. So I'm thankful for those people that were listening, that were supporting. But for those few people talking shit and being negative, get off the internet and leave my boys alone. Like, they tried their best.
Mike coming hot, this guy.
I know.
Yes. Hey, why don't you touch my penis?
I love this dude.
But I'm saying they tried their best, as they always do, to entertain you guys. They don't have to do this. They work their ass off to make the day as great as possible. You get what I'm saying. And for a few people to say negative stuff, like, I don't want to diminish how you feel about reading certain comments. But, like I said, if you're talking crap, get off the internet and, you know, go find someone else to harass.
I'll just say there's as producers, Matt and I desperately want you guys to be happy as viewers and listeners of the radio show. We want you guys to have memories of like look forward to the drinking show. And if it's not as great as you or me want it to be, we get frustrated too. Matt and I knew immediately that the palate challenge wasn't as exciting and there
it
wasn't
didn't
much.
Play, it didn't play it didn't like hit. It did in our head.
Right. We wanted more fighting. We wanted more crap talking. Wanted more. It just didn't work out that way. So
that's because Mar over there made it awkward. Well, he's like going into anaphylactic shock yeah. and he's feeding JP. Yeah.
How's he supposed to feed him when his hand's shaking?
That was so awkward. I'm sorry, Mar. You just said the nicest things about me and the Bit Season boys. And no, it's okay. We should have dressed you up in like a waiter or waitress's outfit.
Next year, why don't we dress him up as Mr. Peanut?
And throw
peanuts at him.
And into his mouth.
And have him play dodgeball with peanuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sponsor for that segment.
This is what we'll do. So we'll take a dodgeball. All right. We'll cover it in Skippy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have him dressed as Mr. Peanut, and we'll toss him at him, and he's got to avoid the ball.
Sponsored by Commonwealth Dry Goods.
Yeah.
That was sponsored by insulin.
All right, well, anyways, if you did like the show, I'm glad you guys liked it. If you didn't, there's always next year. Or you can just go back and listen to previous years. But we always enjoy the show. Hey, by the way, it's been another great year of Bit Season. I think Matt and I always have fun doing this
remember,
show.
We did our first show after the holiday show. You remember?
No, that was not our first show.
Yes,
we did our first show in September
after the crab kickoff.
After
you're
the
right,
crab
right.
kickoff,
I knew it was after
a
some
big
sort
show.
Of
yeah. But hey, thanks. As Junkie said, we appreciate you. They love that you guys listen. We love that you listen to this dumb recap show. Also, we can't fight with the guys every single week, and we can't destroy our relationship with the Junkies for this dumb wrap-up show that we do, that we enjoy doing. But we can't just fight with the guys on this show and talk crap about them behind their back. A few hundred people like it.
Yeah. We have more than a few hundred.
We have a lot of listeners, actually. But
hey, you know what I like? I like the fact that you wore the Cakes Christmas Tree t-shirt today.
Hey, shout out to Mike from the mill who made this.
Is that what that is?
Hey, yeah,
I never even noticed that. That's brilliant.
Cakes, that's Cakes' Christmas.
It's just a dumb print-off, like an iron-on shirt, I think. But he's a major
what
P1 of this
a
show.
Brilliant idea!
And they've been sitting over here for a couple of weeks.
You want one?
Yeah,
we have we have like a million.
No,
of them.
I'm good. But I mean, the shtick. I like the shtick aspect.
Good
of
shtick.
It.
Good shtick.
Yeah.
Well, I had a couple outfit changes today.
I know.
Now, we can't all look as jacked as Valdez in his cardigan.
Yeah.
I saw everyone fawning
Don
over
Don Valdez.
Hey, my cardigan was hot.
It was.
You do look kind of good in that cardigan.
Tell
dude.
Me what I'll, people I'll were saying that. To my cardigan. Make me feel good before we leave.
They were hyping it up.
They were saying how nice it was, how good you look in it, how jacked you are.
All right. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
That helps my ego.
All right. Well,
I told you how good you look today.
Honestly, I was down in the dumps, and then we got our Christmas bonuses. And I don't really care anymore that you guys are unhappy with the show.
You want to go see our bonuses? Go on Venmo. Go search.
Oh, was that? I hope that was private.
It wasn't.
Oh, I'm going to go hide that.
Yes. No, you're not. Hold tight.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Yeah, I'm out Monday, or Monday's
Tuesday.
Christmas. We will do Bit Season next Friday. I'm not back until Friday next
gotcha.
Week.
Oh,
it's love you the boys. Thanks,
Let's hold it down. You just gave me a lump of coal in my stocking.
I did. You're going to be you and Mar heavy next week.
Oh, all right, gotcha.
All right, guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. And thanks to Richmond John and Mar for sticking around. Later,
thank
guys.
You guys. Peace. See ya.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.